and it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yeah, for those that like to horse around.
It may have started off as a little horsing around, well, but sheriff's deputies say it got a lot more serious.
That's right, Jane.
It always does.
And we have a $50 follow-up on that jailbreak out of the New Orleans jail. You know how they ripped out the toilet and then 10 escaped?
You gotta go.
8 have been captured. 2 are still on the loose, and that would include Antoine Massey and Derek Groves. And neither had been seen until yesterday, as Antoine Massey decided to post a video up to Instagram, and now is all over the place. Yeah, and Massey takes umbrage with the fact that I didn't escape. I was let out of the Orleans Parish Jail. I was let out right there. Also disputed the fact of his case and all the reason he was in there, and that he had threatened to shank somebody if they didn't shut off the water to the cell so they could get rid of the toilet and then climb out the hole. Either which way, the head sheriff there says, if this is in fact Antoine Massey, we strongly urge him to come forward and turn himself in. There's a $50,000 reward per inmate on this. Yeah, so if you know where he is on Instagram. Hey, this is actually a way to make money online.
Dum, 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 dum.
Look at that.
Ah, summer is here. Time for a whole new look. But getting into the salon can be tough. Just ask one deer. In Keokuk, Iowa, police were called to a burglary scene at a joint called Tangles. They found a deer inside that did not want to leave, and it kept trying to break through the window. The officer, understandably, got a little bit frustrated.
Hey. Stop, bro. I know you're freaking out. Chill for a second.
Aww.
Chill. They eventually coaxed him out with a catch pole.
Poor little deer right there.
Yeah. Bro.
Oh, you're in trouble, Dum-Dum.
You're in trouble.
You better run.
Stop.
Run.
Stop.
Bro.
That applies to everybody on this list. Let us go to North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, and a tough end of the school year for Maria Hector, 33, who was arrested and charged with assaulting numerous people and second-degree trespassing at Randolph Elementary School as the North Carolina mom attacked the middle school. The mom, Maria, attacked the middle school principal and the superintendent, and then grabbed another administrator by the neck, trying to choke her out.
Oh, my gosh.
This all happened during a meeting at the school to discuss her daughter's involvement in a fight. Wonder where she learned it from.
Jeez.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop, bro.
Dum, 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 dum.
Tis the season of mowing. Everyone is doing it, but do not drink and mulch. A man in Randall, Vermont, did not get the memo. He was popped on DUI charges after he took his John Deere for a ride on Route 66. Now, something was seriously wrong, primarily because it was pouring down rain at the time. Mm. The driver was not pleased about being pulled over and will now get a day off from yard care behind bars.
That is a George Jones Possum Special.
Dum, literally. Dum, 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 dum.
Well, not on a riding lawnmower, but on a bicycle. Think of the great criminal nicknames, you know, over the years. Jack the Ripper, Zodiac, Scarface, Wet Bandits. Bathroom vanity villains, though, still available. And we may have a winner. The Memphis Police Department searching for two men who were recently caught on camera leaving a home on bicycles with, in tow, a stolen faucet, a bathroom countertop, and an entire stolen vanity.
Oh, dear.
Dragging it essentially down the street while they're on bicycles. In broad daylight, too, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This happened last week. The house was being renovated. Doesn't sound like anybody was there at the time. And they just went in and then took, everything you'd need to redo your own bathroom. Well, do-it-yourselfers, DIYers right there. See? And maybe the best nickname of the year.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't think that's Joanna Gaines approved. You know, most thieves wear black pants, black shirts, maybe a mask. But one at the Dollar General in West Virginia, not so much. Workers were horrified when they pulled up to work to find broken glass, blood, and a trail of chonies out the store. Camera footage shows a man in a superhero cape and panties helping himself to a lot more in the undies aisle.
Huh.
They're now sending samples to the lab to try and track him down. Catherine, where are you?
Captain Underpants strikes again.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, scary moment there at the Windsor Estates. That is where Kate Middleton and Prince William
live.
At home with their children. A man was arrested in the royal residence's gardens. The royal couple unaffected, unharmed at the time, and the source says the intruder is believed to have been under the influence at the time of the break-in, broke into the castle near the town gate, quickly detained by police. It was a crazy thing to do, caused quite a bit of a stir. At this stage, appears there was no intent to cause any serious harm. But it is good to see Prince Andrew is doing well.
Dum, 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 dum,